I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hey, everybody. It's Maria Boynton. My guest this evening is attorney Sean Williams. How are you doing?
I'm doing okay. Trying to hang in there. There's a lot going on in this world and in this city, particularly with my client, Roderick Walker. So we're doing the best we can.
And Roderick Walker, for those who are listening, Roderick Walker is the young 26-year-old African-American male who was seen in a viral video in a skirmish, I guess we can call it a skirmish, with the Clayton County deputies, a couple of deputies. How many deputies were there?
From what we can tell, at least four. The problem is that Sheriff Hill and the Clayton County Sheriff's Department has not been transparent. So we haven't seen a police report or incident report. We don't have the warrant. So we don't really know how many people are involved, except what we saw in the video that fortunately was taken by my client's girlfriend and another third party.
So that's the girlfriend that's holding the video camera, that's screaming, leave him alone, all of that kind of stuff.
Yes, and just like so many cases we're seeing right now, if we didn't have that video, these deputies could write their own story of what happened and would just be basically charging this man for riding as a passenger in a car. It's unfortunate. But we have the video that speaks the truth of what really happened.
And yeah, let's talk about that video, you know, in the time that we have. What do you see happening there?
I see what I see in all too many cases where we as people of color and black men in particular are treated differently when we are interacting with law enforcement. In this case, Mr. Walker was a passenger in a vehicle driven by somebody else. He was getting a ride home with his girlfriend and his son and his girlfriend's son. And the police just came and stopped the car saying that they were stopping for a traffic violation or a taillight being out. They asked for everyone's ID. Mr. Walker said he didn't have it, but he asked, like he can under his constitutional right, why are you asking me for ID if you're stopping for a taillight infraction? And as a result of that, this officer got mad that someone was questioning his authority. Instead of de-escalating the situation, he told Mr. Walker to get out of the vehicle and unfortunately led to his arrest and beating. They tased him. They wrestled him down. They beat him in his face, throughout his body. And as you see in the video, he unfortunately went unconscious and almost died because he's fighting for his life. He's trying to get air. And it should never be a situation where a traffic stop ends in someone being brutally beaten in violation of their civil rights.
How is your client doing?
He is in physical pain because of all the injuries. And like I said, he was tased. He was beaten throughout his body. He's bleeding out of his mouth and nose on certain occasions. So we really want to get him out of jail so we can get him some medical treatment. He's emotional because, you know, he misses his family, but he's also kind of scared that he's in jail behind bars when the people who beat him are out free. So he has a lot of trauma going on physically and mentally.
What's his status in terms of the legal system?
Well, we finally was able to get and work something out with the district attorney of Clayton County, and she consented to a bond. So we got him out of Clayton County yesterday. But because of this incident, he has a probation. He was on probation, so he has to deal with the probation department in Fulton County. We're working diligently to hopefully work with the the probation office in Fulton County and the judge and courts in Fulton County to get him released.
For what charges in Fulton?
Just a pending charges from, well, he didn't have pending charges, just old charges where he served time for and was on probation. And as you know, in our criminal justice system, they put people of color in probation forever. In this environment where people are not working, people are moving, he just wasn't able to pay and did not report, and he's on probation violation for that. So we're going to work and just try to get that resolved as soon as possible.
I've heard reports painting your client as a convicted felon.
Yeah, those are reports just to deflect from what the real issue is. My client, nothing my client did on that Friday or in the past is the reason he's locked up in jail. Has my client made mistakes? Yes, he has, like many other people, but he's done nothing to be painted as some bad person or some menace to society. That's just not the case or true. He has not had any issues with the law recently, and the reason he is in jail is not because of anything he's done in the past.
We're talking to Attorney Sean Williams, who is the lawyer for Mr. Roderick Walker, the 26-year-old gentleman who was seen in a viral video in a situation with the Clayton County deputies. As our time is winding down, sir, what is it that you want for your client?
Well, I first want my client to be out of jail, and we're working diligent. And the next thing is we want to get a medical treatment because we believe he suffered physical as well as neurological issues. We then want the charges dismissed. We know the DA, district attorney from Clayton County, is looking into that and investigating that, but we believe the video shows that Mr. Walker did nothing wrong, and in fact, these officers should be charged in our view as opposed to Mr. Walker. So we hope that happens. We also want an independent investigation by the GBI of this incident, as well as multiple other incidents involving Sheriff Hill. We understand just in the last few days, we've been receiving calls from numerous people who have had similar incidents as Mr. Walker regarding Clayton County deputies. And then finally, we want all the individuals terminated, not just one deputy, but all of them. And with that, we believe that we can get some justice for this man. And we're going to do everything in our legal power to make sure that we seek and get compensation for him and his family. He's been through a lot. But the first thing is to get him out of jail.
And if I may, this one final question. You say you've been getting calls from people who have gone through similar situations in Clayton County?
Yeah, we have, since this incident has happened, our investigators have been contacted. We've been contacted. We've done our own research. These deputies down in Clayton County are known for illegal roadblocks, setting people up, stopping them for bogus traffic stops, and physically and emotionally abusing citizens of Clayton County, not only outside of the jail, but inside of the jail. There's multiple lawsuits currently going on in federal court against Sheriff Hill for his alleged violations of people's constitutional civil rights. So we believe this incident involving Mr. Walker has been going on before last Friday. And we're gonna hold Sheriff Hill and Clayton County Sheriff's Office accountable for it.
All righty. Attorney Sean Williams, thank you so much for your time, okay? And I'm sure we'll talk to you again soon.
Yeah, thank you for your time and having me. And I just want to thank the community for supporting this young man and this family. We still got a fight to go, but we're grateful.
Everyone, thank you for listening. I'm Maria Boynton.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.